Antimicrobial agents and mechanisms of action. Most antimicrobials are administered by intravenous, IV, or oral routes. Less common routes of administration include intramuscular, rectal, topical, intrathecal, intraventricular, inhalation, intraperitoneal, surgically implanted antimicrobial devices. Example, orthopedic hardware, beads or central lines, and antimicrobial-coated devices. Example, urinary catheters. All antimicrobials are bactericidal/fungicidal or bacteriostatic/fungistatic, based on the amount of pathogens they kill in an inoculum. We think of bactericidal/fungicidal agents as killing and bacteriostatic/fungistatic agents as arresting growth. But a more accurate understanding is that bactericidal/fungicidal agents kill more than 99.9% of pathogens, while bacteriostatic/fungistatic agents kill only 90% to 99%. Antimicrobials can be classified by their site of mechanism of action. Cell wall antimicrobials inhibit cell wall synthesis and include beta-lactam, example, penicillin, vancomycin, and echinocandin. Cell membrane antimicrobials inhibit an enzyme responsible for a crucial component of the cell membrane and include cyclic lipopeptide, daptomycin, and triazole, fluconazole. Ribosome antimicrobials inhibit protein synthesis in the bacterial ribosome and include macrolide, aminoglycoside, linezolid, and tricycline. Nucleic acid synthesis antimicrobials inhibit nucleic acid synthesis and include fluoroquinolones, antivirals, acyclovir, and 5-flucytosine. Metabolic pathway antimicrobials inhibit production of metabolites essential for cell function and include trimethoprim sulfamethoxazole and ethambutol. Bactericidal agents include beta-lactams, daptomycin, fluoroquinolones, aminoglycosides, and polymyxins. Bacteriostatic agents include sulfonamides, tetracyclines, and macrolides. Note that whether an antimicrobial is bactericidal or bacteriostatic depends on the concentration to which the microbe is exposed. Antimicrobial action.